That's Robert Sirota, president of New York's prestigious Manhattan School of Music, playing one of his own compositions. It's one moment of traditional musical expression in a conservatory that recognizes that the music industry is in a major transition.
Everything we know about the business of music making and the industry of music, including recordings, dissemination of published materials, concert venues, the way people get compensated for performance and concerts, all of those things have changed radically in the last 20 years. And it became clear to me and other people of like mind that it was really important for a major music school to move with the times and actually to get ahead of the curve and to figure out how to develop young artistic leaders who are truly capable of making their way in this brave new world.
That's why the Manhattan School of Music created the Center for Music Entrepreneurship, where students can learn about new media, fundraising, launching their own concert series, producing their own recordings, and creating a press kit.
In terms of rules for songs, there are three sources of revenue that are the most lucrative.
In the nearby lecture hall, students like pop composer Yuma Sung are learning about intellectual property rights law as part of the center's Setting the Stage program. Later, Sung explains the subject's relevance to him.
So if someone tries to, let's say, steal my stuff, if that should go to court, then I would know how to deal with it properly.
Robert Sirota, the school's president, completed his own conservatory education in the 1970s. He contrasts today's hyper-wired world with what used to be.
The status quo, as we understood it in the music world, was that there were a small number of major international symphony orchestras. There was a select coterie of very elite performers. And there was an established audience of concertgoers. There were, in addition to that, several big multinational record companies. But what has happened is the way in which people listen to music has changed. For example, they listen through iPods, they listen through downloads. They don't necessarily buy long-playing albums anymore. CDs are not what they used to be. And the old business model no longer makes any sense.
Edward Klorman directs the center. He says the 21st century musician is a multitasking entrepreneur.
Sometimes you're performing, sometimes you're the administrator, sometimes you're the one marketing your own concert. You know, if we are passionate about the music we play, we need to learn to be responsible advocates for our art. That's what we're training here at MSM through the Center for Music Entrepreneurship.
Marie Huang, who studies piano, harpsichord, and conducting at the conservatory, says she's learning marketing skills that mean connecting to audiences in ways that have little to do with musical talent per se.
In conservatory setting, we always focus on performance, but a lot of times we just spend tons of time in practice room and that's it. I mean, we don't really learn about, you know, how to speak to your audience or how to interact with it or how to create new programs for people or things like that. And here we learn how we do it, and it's going to be so much beneficial for my career.
Edward Klorman knows that many young musicians are daunted by the expertise needed today to sustain a successful career. However, he says the current climate rewards personal initiative and imagination as never before.
And if we're creative about putting together new opportunities, we can carve out a whole new market. It can make for a much more dynamic music world for all of us. It's an exciting way to live your life as a musician.
The courses at the Center for Music Entrepreneurship are among the most popular at the Manhattan School of Music. In fact, demand has begun to exceed slots, and the program is expanding. This success has in turn inspired other conservatories to teach business skills for tomorrow's musical careers. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.